Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, the instant attack.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're so glad to have you all with us. Those of you joining us on Blog Talk Radio, hello. And those of you who are joining us in the live feed of our show on the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook, hello to you too. And anybody else that is somehow receiving our broadcast, glad to have you.
Yeah, they can get them through different platforms that are connected to news.
That's what I think.
The stats will show us, like there's Mozilla has some kind of thing where they can listen to it live. There's other ones that are picking up the news for the soul feed, basically, but they're using a different software. But we're still on Blog Talk. That's the big picture, and we're still on Facebook. That's the big, big picture.
Glad to be with you all. We're going to get started here momentarily. It's kind of like momentarily. It's just a little different. Momentarily.
It's what they say in Utah.
Yeah. So sit down, get relaxed, get a beverage.
Your beverage of choice.
Get your shoes off.
Y'all come back now.
Tomorrow's Friday.
It is the day of fry. And you should tell everybody.
Should I?
That we will not be here Friday.
Yeah, that's right. We actually have a family event to attend. Very important event.
Which is why she decided at just 0 hour to pop this show up at the last moment.
Yeah, I figured, hey, why don't we do it tonight?
Do a Thursday and a Saturday.
Yeah, so right. In case we can't.
So you got one, you know, you know how it is.
But we'll be back Saturday.
Yeah, as you know.
So.
It is what it is.
I'm going to lead off with me mentioning to those who could very likely be new listening to us and watching
know.
Us.
Especially on Blog Talk, you have no idea.
Yes, exactly. I'm using only an ordinary deck of playing cards. I think you heard it in the introduction. There is no tarot here, no oracle, no angel, no any other card system, if that makes sense.
This and only this.
This is the method that my grandmother taught me back in 1982. It's the only thing I've studied all these many years. So if you were to say, ask me a question about a particular method that's out there, I would have to say, gee, I'm sorry, I'm not really familiar because I never wanted another philosophy to, you know, get absorbed into personal prophecy. So what you get here is pure in that sense.
Yes, she's a specialist, not a general practitioner type.
Right, person. And let's all remember that readings of any type are all within the framework of potential. That's the biggie right there. Now, the more, for instance, the more I see an event approaching in your reading, the more on track you are toward that, the more it becomes imminent. However, there can be other things like, you name it. A lot of negatives can be just very temporary because you're making choices along your path. Others are making choices along their path. And with you having the knowledge of, say, ooh, something negative is coming toward me, that already right there is a change in awareness. So we actually command a tremendous amount of power over our own lives. It's really important to remember that, to seriously step back and look at your life and say, you know, I am where I am right now because I put myself here. You might think it's because of circumstances or other people or just any sort of something that's beyond your control. But think of it. One decision can change your life. One. Where are we waving at?
I'm waving to Ashley, who popped in, but she has to get up early for work. She just wanted to say hi. She says she'll watch the show later.
All right, Ashley.
We do post it, so she'll know. She's going to watch it later.
Night.
Yep, she says she's going to watch the replay, which anybody else can do too on Facebook.
Yeah, that's right. If you can't stay with us, especially if you're coming from the UK, or wherever, South Africa, we get anywhere you're coming to us from. Love when you pop in to say hi, and then we send you night night.
Yeah, and Facebook, we post it. Blog Talk Radio, you can archive. You know, it's audio only, of course, but people will download them.
Yes.
People download them later the next day, even the shows and stuff, because they wanted to hear it. So, and you can't do that. All right. You do that, Ashley. You're in the land of Ohio. Did you say she was somewhere else?
No, but it seemed like I implied that.
Oh, she segued real quick. We know you're in Ohio.
Yeah,
she
that's
just,
right.
Yeah, we knew you're in Ohio. She was just...
Including all the others.
She was throwing out how it's more beneficial for some of the folks that are...
So this is early for going to sleep. I hope you're not feeling unwell.
Well, she says she's got to get up early for work.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
You must listen to me.
Then you must go to sleep.
And you got to go. You got to go.
That's right.
She said good night.
Good night.
Auf Wiedersehen. All right. Or guten Tag, I guess. That's German. And
what does that mean? Good night?
Good night. Sleep tight. Remember that from the Lawrence Welk show? Make every dream come true.
Yeah.
I look like I just killed you. You're like... Like I just hit
my head. I was forced as a kid to watch Lawrence.
Yeah, I was forced to, but you know what? There wasn't a damn thing on anyway.
There was only like one television back in those days in the house.
Yeah.
And if Mom and Dad loved Lawrence Welk.
Well, with all the other two channels that we had, because, you know, we were in a small city.
Yeah.
We had three total channels, not counting the PBS channel, which sometimes had a way better program than the damn regular network channel.
Or if you got on the other, what was it, UHF?
It had to be in the middle of the night, and you'd be able to pick up the stations far away, kind of, sort of.
It'd be Minneapolis, real snowy.
Minneapolis, the big city, you know, the Twin Cities.
Sure, that's right.
Yeah, you could pick them up really late at night when the sun went down. It was dark. All right, we are sidetracking. Don't worry, folks, on our hold. We're going to get to you because I'm going to jump in now and talk about communications. Multiple ways to call us. Number one way is the phone, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call us. Skype in.
Yeah, exactly.
The Block Talk doesn't care to Skype. We just see you as all of us, and we know your Skype. When you call in, you'll be nicely, automatedly told that you're going on hold, and you'll be on hold, and you'll hear the show. And you're cool. We have a visual list that we see. I can touch the screen, but I'm not touching you.
Yeah.
And so we won't forget you. You will not be forgotten. And I keep track of your order because they don't. No, Allison, you cannot ring yet. Oh, we'll get to that. It's nice of you to ask, though. And I've still got to talk about the phone etiquette real quick. No speakerphone, so while you're on hold, you're on speakerphone because that's what people do so they don't go insane. Please switch off the speakerphone. Switch off your Bluetooth. If you can, if you're driving, we don't want you dead because of us. We don't want you getting tickets because of us. You know, that kind of stuff. But if you can, it will be better by the time it comes out of our speakers. The quality has some issues with speaker and Bluetooth. Stop multitasking at that moment when you come on. Watch your background sounds, noises, all that stuff. Otherwise, if it gets really bad, we've got to kind of drop you. It doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen, you know. And speaking of drop, if your call drops when you're on hold, call right back.
Yeah.
It's not us disconnecting you. I was doing that by accident, but I kind of figured things out. So
okay, good.
I do that rarely.
Did you cover the portal?
I'm just talking about the phones. That's next there. Don't rush me. Second means of communication is the folks that can't call in, you can messenger in when we ask. Never, 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 never messenger us unless we ask because it doesn't have an automated hold system. We can't hit hold. All we can do is say not now, which is hanging up on you. You can call back, but it's just, we will announce messenger folks, messenger us now. And we have our little machine right here that we will see you or hear you on, depending on what you make the choice. If you want to go video or audio, that's your call. We have no preference.
Yeah.
Last but not least, for those that can't do either for different reasons, some people are working and stuff and they're cheating when they're at work. We'll turn to the Facebook Live viewers that they can type the question in when we ask. All right? I think we've covered it all. Oh, did I remind everybody the show is for entertainment, informational purposes only? I don't think I did, but I did now. That's our disclaimer. We don't want people coming here for the first time, getting a reading, or even just hearing stuff and going, wow, this is great. I'm gonna do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make my lifelong decisions that are going to, because it's going to never change that. That is the future forever. Future is very dynamic. It is not.
It's true.
And
we have had people in the past, excuse me, who have come along, gotten readings, and rashly went out and made changes to their life before they had really given it enough time.
Never, ever, ever, ever do that. Because life will laugh at you and say, oh, guess what? I just threw a curveball, hit you in the jockstrap. Yep, you shouldn't have went and done all that stuff. Yep, never. Always assume that things are going to change from day to day. You hope not, you don't want to, but you know how life is. Life decides what life decides. Cards don't decide. Cards are taking a picture right now. Bam, this is what your future looks like. Like a Polaroid. Like remember the old days, the Polaroid. Hey, look at that. Things could already be changing after you got your reading, this after that little Polaroid. So you got to, you know, things change.
When you call in from Facebook Messenger, you're going to call me, Deborah Lee.
Well, Deborah Lee, that's the only thing I didn't say. I mean, you do not Messenger the Psychic Love Doctor show. That won't fly. It's got to be Deborah Lee. Mm-hmm. And you got to be friends or you
and
can't
then
do it.
You'll be coming out over this as a Facebook portal. I think it's the second generation that we have, but I keep it turned toward us. In case you're calling in a video call and you'd rather not have the entire world.
Yeah, we use that because that one's very, very conducive to Messenger.
Yeah.
It does everything else, but you can kind of tell it was really built for Messenger calls because of the special high-quality camera lenses and stuff like that and the sound. But that's what we use. You guys are using phones, laptops, tablets, whatever. We understand. Let's get to our patient. Call us. Caller number one.
Here we go.
We're going to 651. Southern Minnesota, 651.
Hello there.
Hi, it's Christiana.
Hi, Christiana.
Hey,
how are you?
Number one tonight.
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
All right. Doing good.
We're having a lot of seasonal allergies, so bear with us.
Yeah, it seems like that's
we're
like
hacking and sneezing.
It seems like it's been like that for 12 straight months now.
Yeah, all right. It's like that over here too. But
well, So tell us, how are you doing, and what brings you to the show?
I'm all right. The question I was asking is, sometimes I hear spirit or like, I don't always know who it is, but I've been hearing, like, the sound of, like, jingling or, like, a tambourine kind of. And then I'm thinking that I'm hearing it. I question if it's from the neighbors or if it's from spirit or something.
And, like, is a real tambourine?
Tambourine sound, yeah. It's the
well,
real sound
it sounds
that she
like
heard.
I can hear it, but it, it's not like it's coming from, like, next door or anything.
So you can't identify it, so this is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and hey, Mr. Tambourine Man.
I swear, Jim, you've got a song for everything.
Every subject I can think of a song about. I can pick up a line. You remember the song, though. You do remember it.
Absolutely. I don't
remember. 70s, right?
I don't know who's saying it.
Yeah, I need a device, but I'm not going to try to go there. All right, so the cards are going down. Well, you know, that's not a scary sound, at least.
No.
It isn't. And it's somehow kind of musically related, you know, and music is a form of communication. It's been used a lot, you know, a long time. Remember they used to, the Native Americans used to beat certain drums that meant things, the old troops, they didn't have radios. They used bugles to put out different things. So it's music, but it's actually communicating things. So it could be a sign of communication, but the cards are going down. The expert will tell me. I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, we do bear in mind, folks, I'm not totally 100% skilled in all areas.
Oh.
I will try it.
Yep.
And you know, there's nothing
sure
I won't give a shot to.
It's almost like our other disclaimers, the medical and legal thing. All she can do is tell you what she sees, but she's not an expert in that area, nor is she in this area. But she'll do her best to see what the cards will tell her. I think she knows that. Christiana knows that.
Personally, Christiana, with all of the skills you have, and folks, let me tell you, this girl is multi-talented and immersed in metaphysics. I mean, I've seen your list of, well, I don't know what you call them, her various practices.
Yeah, I wouldn't say credentials because that's a... Mm-hmm. That's a relative term sometimes in the fields.
And I think that now that you are going back into a lot of the work that, remember, we had discussed, and you said that you had kind of let some things fall by the wayside, now you're finding that spirit, those in spirit, are attempting to make contact with you. And a lot of it, I feel, is them just being like, hi, how are you?
That's what that would sound like to me without having any call, any insight on anything. If I hear some tambourine sounds, it might be just somebody saying, we're hanging around here. That's about it. Got no message for you or anything, but we're hanging around.
That's really all it is.
We're nearby. It's cool. We're just letting you know we're nearby in case you're worried or wondering. That's all.
It's not bothering you, is it? Or is it?
No. I was just curious.
Well, that's good. As long as it's not alarming or troubling you, then that's cool.
And try some little experiments with it. When you hear it, let's say you're trying to go to sleep. Maybe say to, and it seems to me like there's more than one, you know, that are attempting to make contact with.
Okay.
Just tell them,
okay,
hey, y'all, it's nice to hear from you, but I got to get some sleep now.
Thanks for stopping by, but I do have to go, I have to go to sleep. You know, I'm still a physical human.
Yeah.
I have to survive.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you know what I'm seeing, and everybody knows I love the one designation in the deck called Sure to Come True.
Yeah, who wouldn't love that, though?
Well, it's not always positive.
Well, it doesn't be positive, but if you have something bad coming, you still want to know about it.
Yeah, right there. And for you, it's all good.
It's all good.
It's just a matter of time, Christiana, before you connect. And he's a good, there's a man, see him?
I smell him.
Yep, right there. Jack of Hearts.
That fire is a Jack of Hearts.
Yes, it is. And he is very much in tune with the type of work that you're engaging in. And he is not close. He's at a distance. I'm feeling like it's in another country. And this is somebody that I think you will partner with in the future.
Well, I mean, the internet has opened up that possibility. It's common, actually, nowadays to work internationally.
Yes,
you know, like it never used to be, really.
Yeah.
You had to have some bucks to just get into international business.
And you know, right. And the thing is, folks that are international, you know, we're thinking like Europe, United Kingdom, South Africa, you know.
Wherever,
they are advanced when it comes to metaphysics and natural healing and, excuse me, that whole arena. Where we tend to be so skeptical, you know, if we see something and it looks like magic, we are either going to get scared of it or we're going to say, oh, that was just...
Yeah. Our culture in the United States is just, relatively speaking, just starting to shift a little bit to not to be so closed-minded. It used to be very scientific.
I agree.
It wasn't science. Get it out of here. Now they're starting to get a little bit more open to...
And it's going to eventually become very open.
And it should be, because that's where the birth of medicine was thousands and thousands of years ago. It was all that. There was no labs, you know, well, so to speak.
I understand. So just bear that in mind, that your cards are saying that where you're beginning is causing you some frustration. It's like... feeling overwhelmed. I mean, how do I get this back started? How do I attract clients? How do I get my coven going? You know, it's a lot to try to process all at once. The cards are telling me, focus on your end game, what you ultimately want to have happen. And in the meantime, the law of attraction, you know, manifesting is going to start to aid you in bringing these things, excuse me, along. I know.
It is what it is.
I'm a hot mess.
It is what it is.
So, yes.
All right.
Okay. All right, so I hope that helps. They're not here. They're just making contact.
Yeah, it's not some kind of serious positive or negative message. It's not something you got to try to figure out. It's not a code. It's just like, what's up?
Yeah,
musically.
Funny?
Okay.
What's up, dog?
Well,
thank you.
It's always wonderful to hear from you.
And she were very patient. She's been holding for
gosh,
many moons.
Yes.
Probably over a half hour or a half hour-ish.
Yeah,
yep.
So thank you. Did you want to be disconnected or not?
I don't
anymore.
Okay.
I automatically do that because when I used to disconnect people, that's when they would jump and I would kill callers. So now I never disconnect them. I put them back on mute.
Okay.
In case it goes flop on me. You know how that works on the internet. You go to click something and it changes. That's
right.
That's how I was disconnecting people. Shame on me.
All right.
We're going to move on to our next caller, code 213, which is in
231. I thought it was.
I did get a little dyslexic there. Yep, 231, which is in Michigan. 231.
Michigan.
Dunkelman.
Welcome to the show. And what is your first name, please?
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Tia. And I have a question about career. If you see anything, I've been applying for positions and interviewing, and nothing's really been coming my way. I'm wondering if you can pick anything up on that.
I'm curious, where in Michigan are you located?
Muskegon.
Muskegon, okay.
So she's not a youper.
Not a youper.
She's not
I don't
a youper,
know if
right?
I was born and raised in the UP.
Oh, so there you go.
Oh, my goodness.
I like how they do that, but to me, Michigan's Michigan, but I know, I'm not from there, but, you know, we're part of the Great Lakes, too, in Minnesota, so we all have mutual respect
yes,
for each other. For Great Lake brethren.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to look at your cards now. Are you new to the show?
Yes, this one I am. Your show, I actually am.
Well, I called from Michigan about 3 weeks ago.
If Veronica was here, she would sing you aboard.
Yeah, well, welcome.
New-
So did you, while she's doing the cars, did you find this on Blog Talk, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay, well, we ask because, except for Monday, all of our shows we do, we also simultaneously broadcast on Facebook Live, too, so we always ask.
Oh, yes. That's right. So if you want to see us in action, you could just go to our show.
True, yeah. If you ever want to see us or actually watch us live or we post them later, you can it's the Psychic Love Doctor show is how you find us on Facebook, and you just got to put a little friend request, and Deborah will say, yeehaw.
I will definitely do that. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy seeing, because you can actually see, we got a really good camera angle. You can actually see all the cards going down, so it's not so much of a mystery anymore.
I do want to mention to all, like Tia, who might be new joining us, that I'm using a full 24-card layout rather than just randomly pulling a couple of cards. This works best for me. Others prefer to, you know, go the other route. This is also what you would see if we were meeting in a one-on-one session. Of course, you'd be able to have many questions.
Yeah, just you and her and nobody else.
So we would lay them down many times.
Many moons.
Now, I first off want to tell you, Tia, you've got fantastic cards. If you have gone through a rough time, things are changing for you. There's a big, beautiful sunrise coming up over the horizon. And, oh, my goodness, it's like bringing all sorts of wonderful things to you. And I don't pump sunshine up people's skirts.
No.
I will tell you the truth.
These are free readings.
Yeah.
No, they're not trying to make everybody, some of these,
yeah.
I don't want to say anything bad about some people, but she's not going to just make you feel good so you want to keep coming back. She's going to tell you what she sees.
Now,
great. I've had a rough.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
You've had a rough?
I've had a rough probably the last 8 years. I fought stage 4 cancer and then another cancer and just trying to rebuild my life now and things are just going so slow.
Well,
so,
God bless you.
Yeah, well, hey, you've done the hardest battles already then.
Boy, I guess everything else would be like poop through a group.
Yeah, but I know that what you're saying. You got to, the show must go on.
Well, and I've got very good news for you. I see a really great remote job opening up for you or coming to you. Now, is that something you've considered working, like, say, from home?
Through the internet, not having to physically go there.
I've considered it. I prefer to work outside of the home, but right now I am, you know, I'm open to all options at this point.
Yeah, everybody kind of is taking what they can get.
Yeah, and, you know, because you can take something that is, ah, this is okay, and then you can look for something else, too. Just because you take a job doesn't mean you have to live with it forever.
Always easier to get another job
yes.
when you have one.
Yes, it's like, well, I sure wish I was making more income, but that's going to be a good start, and then I'll find something better.
Well, this one's going to be very good as a starting off
ooh,
job.
Ooh.
I've got the nice Two of Hearts here with it. And it shows to me that you could easily move up through the ranks where you would become a, what do you call them? Like a supervisor.
Yeah.
And a department head. I mean, there's really good opportunity coming to you. And I do feel it's going to lead to greater opportunity, more in the realm of what you want.
That's right. You could take a job that you mean like, yeah, this is, I'm just going to do this. But there might be some other, once you get in there, you might see some other else.
Well,
in that organization.
I see that working from home is going to bring you great rewards financially. And also, you're going to feel very, what's a good word, significant to the organization that you'll be working with in.
Okay.
You know,
so
there's a lot. Go ahead.
What field that you, do you pick up on the field that it would be in?
Yeah, can you get that?
She's
a first-time caller, so it might be a little tough without knowing any background.
Yeah,
and
I have a great job that I could recommend you, but I'm having trouble remembering the name. Jim, those tests that we went to take, what was the name of the organization?
Oh, you're asking the wrong person.
Aww.
She's looking for somebody that has memory bank, memory cells. Might have been destroyed years ago. Wiped them out, cleaned them.
I'm a
cool
man, dear. Go ahead.
Too much fun.
I'm in the same boat.
Well, there you go. I guess we're all in our own little club.
Yeah, you know, what is it, CRS?
Yeah, can't remember.
Can't remember shit.
Yeah,
I have
exactly.
CRS.
Let me try to pull this back in my... You said it
briefly.
They are hiring.
Yeah, just let it go for now.
I had called up about a little... had subscribed to something. And it was medical tests.
There's a lot of stuff out there, and that's one of them. They go around, and you can sign up and pay extra money. That they'll do more testing than your regular doctor or insurance companies allow. You pay a little bit more. We can't think of the name of it, but you know, you get Google is your friend. You can Google everything.
The woman who took my call said this was only supposed to be just a starter job for her, but she said pay is so good, the people are so wonderful to work with, that she's just going to stay. Now, Tia, if you send me an email, and anybody else that's interested, I will reply to you after the show. I'll look this up for you. I feel the field that you're going to do the most profitable work for would be connected to the medical field, like fielding calls from medical offices. I, many years ago, worked briefly for Cigna answering calls. Like a dentist's office would call up and say, can you tell me what Tia's benefits are on her insurance? And I would go through it with them. But it's good pay and great benefits, and it gives you a chance to, you know, get your feet wet, and then you can look from there. But being employed really does open the door.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of pressure off you, too. At least you're getting some income in.
Yes.
You can breathe a little bit more as you look for something better.
My email is Deborah, Deborah, at psychiclovedoctor.com. And if I hear from you, I will make sure that you – I've got a few that I could send out.
If they go to the website, psychiclovedoctor.com. Isn't there a contact email thing right there too?
Yeah, I think there is. So you can get me that way too.
So if you didn't write that, no big deal. Psychiclovedoctor.com is the website, and there'll be an email link in there somewhere.
So
awesome.
Better days are coming to you. It really
I hope so.
You can start to
sure.
to dream again and hope and wish.
Yeah. You know, we do
that,
lots of
yeah, that's what I've lost. I've lost hope. I've lost faith. I've just lost. I lost so much.
Yeah, that's understandable with all the.
But You're not just a survivor, Tia. I see it in your cards. You are a warrior.
Well, you got to survive first.
Yeah.
First, you got to survive all that and beat it, and you beat it. Now you got to take the next step, and you know she's been dragged through ditches and whatnot.
Oh, you've
so,
got strength
yeah.
and resiliency. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's hard to to keep your chin up when you've been dragged through the mud.
I wish your cards were mine. Seriously, that's how good they are. So please, don't be a stranger.
Yeah, definitely.
Call in. You can get as many readings as you'd like.
Well,
one
per show. It's one per show, but you can call in every time we do a show.
Yeah.
If you go to on Facebook, the Psychic Love Doctor Show, and like them, we post before any show, so you'll know.
Yeah.
I know that when you go to Blog Talk, you got
to
like dig around pretty deep because there's so many shows to see that are coming up.
Yes.
There's so many categories to go through. Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
I mean,
you could spend an eternity there and by then some of the shows are already gone or playing or in progress. Yep.
Well, I feel very strongly you're going to be employed before you know it. All right. I would be surprised by the first part of July.
Well, that's very strange.
Yeah. So
that'd
good luck
be great.
To you. I don't think you need luck. I think it's all about blessings, and you are blessed.
And, you know, you can persevere because you've already done that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you life and death persevere, so you can persevere and get a job here.
So good to hear
one
from
new
you
life.
And to meet you. So don't forget
Thank
about
you
it.
So much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Please join us again.
I definitely will. Thank you.
All right. Take care now.
All right. Take care. I'm going to just mute her. She can keep listening if she wants, or if she's listening on the internet, then she'll just disconnect on her own. But that's her call. We've got two other callers. Don't worry. We got you. We see you. We're going to you. I got you listed in order because sometimes they don't put them in order.
I noticed that.
Those jerkwads. But anyway. We're at the halfway point-ish. We have a little leeway. We control that. We can extend it a little bit. We're not going to cut anybody short that's in the middle of a reading. But we want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Just want to let everybody know that this is not a hard science fact. Like, oh, when I come out of this, that reading is never going to change. I can make all these life changes based on that
one
single reading.
Yeah, that's why we
want to
put that out.
Don't do that. That would be, uh-oh, what a mistake. Now let's go to our next caller. Our next caller, I got it. Watch how long it takes for that actually comes on. Oh, that was quick. I made a liar on me. All right. 610, I believe you are in the Commonwealth of things. 610, you're our next caller.
Hello, PA, and what is your first name, please?
Hi there. My first name is Tonetta.
Tonetta. Oh, I like that. Where, have you called us before, Tonetta?
I may have. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Well, we're glad to have you with us now.
Absolutely.
And what would be your concern or your question?
Your question. What would you like to know for a card reading?
Okay. So I would like to know, what do you see here coming in for my love life? Right now I'm separated from the person that I love and would like to be with, but I don't know what's going to go on here.
Okay. All right. So is that a recent separation?
Good question.
Or has it been a little while?
Yes. It's been
recent.
Since like the end of February.
Oh, so
very recent.
That's relative to some people. Some people, that's forever. Oh, we've been,
that to me is recent.
Okay. Well, good. I would consider that too, but I hate to say that because some people will get offended and say, well, you know, but.
Yeah. Tonetta.
Everybody's heart's different.
Were you married? You're separated. Were you married?
Or is this like a break from a non-marriage relationship?
It's funny that you said that because it is another female. She did give me a diamond ring. And when we would go out to dinner or anywhere, she would refer to me as her wife. So I think in all actuality, and she's in her middle 50s. She's not no young kid. But in all actuality, I think in her mind, I'm her wife, because that's how she would refer, even to the waitress. Like, the waitress said, is this going to be separate checks? And she told the waitress, this is my wife.
Aw. Okay. Well, and, yeah, you know, then, and that's what matters more than that stupid legal piece of paper. You know,
oh, truly.
If you consider yourself a committed married couple, still some guys didn't stand there and make vows, he didn't sign documents. It is what it is. Okay, what do you got, Deb?
Well, I want to tell you, Tonetta, this relationship has a lot of emotion attached to it.
For
the two of you, this is a very strong, deep love that has existed between the two of you. And now there's a tremendous amount of sadness and deeply missing somebody. I think there's still a lot here that could bring the two of you back together. This was not just playing around stuff. This is serious.
Well, no, I mean, especially the way she described it. Yeah.
Well, you'd be amazed at how many 15-year marriages I've looked at in the cards, and they're like they're playing around. You know?
Yeah, I hear you there. I hear you. You're right, because they probably the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years they were already checked out already. A lot of them.
Is she receptive to you? Like the idea of talking things out and getting back together?
I tried several times leaving stuff at her door because we live across the parking lot from each other, so we're on the same apartment complex level, but she lives in another building and I live over here. But we park out back. She can see my car. I mean, she lives right 2 seconds away from my apartment. It's so ridiculous. But, I've left stuff at her apartment door. I've left notes. And in the beginning, in February, when I was trying to smooth things over, she said, just leave me be. So I left her alone, and I just, you know, didn't try to rock the boat. And I did leave something at her door maybe about a week and a half ago. It was a plaque, and it said, God bless the broken road that led me to you. And it had my name and her name on it. And I left it at the door, and I just said, this came in the mail. I ordered it months ago, and it just arrived. And I just, you know, want to just leave it here because I couldn't handle it in my house. It was getting me very emotionally upset. So I thought, I'm putting it in a little bag and I'm leaving it at her door and let her go deal with it because I'm too upset to even look at it.
Well,
and I didn't hear nothing. I didn't hear one peep from me leaving that stuff at her. Like, she didn't say, I told you never to come. Don't let. She didn't say nothing. Silence.
Well, first of all, that is a very beautiful song that verse, that saying is from. Beautiful song. And
right.
I think it's a beautiful way to put a pause between the two of you. I think it would be a very good idea from what I see here for you to now step back. Let her be.
Mm-hmm.
And this would really disappoint me from what I see if she doesn't reach out to you, because I really think she's going to. Something has hurt her badly that does not seem connected to you specifically, Tonetta. It appears that it's something she overreacted to. And you ended up somehow in the crosshairs of all of this, and she needs some time to sort things out.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
So if you get the urge to start firing off, you know, emails and I would really, hold back.
Yeah, at this point, February, it's new, but it's not so new. I mean, like, it's such a relative time frame. February, what are we into, like 4 months after that? It might be the thing where you touch base, but not as frequent.
What you're doing is you're punting. And you're basically giving her the ball.
That's all you can do at this point.
And let her see. Yep. Yeah. And I do recall, Tonetta, you calling me before.
I still
and
said
you
that.
Wanted to know if she was going to give you a ring.
Must have been
right,
a while back.
Right.
Must
I
have been
remember
a while back,
that.
Right?
Yes. And I felt that, oh, yes, she was going to. And now
okay.
I think it's important to just have faith, let time do its best work here. If you happen to see her outside. Maybe
which that you have to. Live yeah, across from each other occasionally.
Nice friendly wave, whatever feels comfortable, but no more trying to approach her. Let her make the next move. I don't think it's
yeah, I don't want to go up to her when she's in her vehicle because let's just say she's not in the right mind frame and she's in her SUV. If she's angry at me and she steps on the gas, an accident can happen. That's all I'm saying. You don't
right.
want to, you know, you want to avoid any kind of, you know, getting hurt, whether it's emotionally,
yeah.
physically.
Sure.
Yeah, and right now you just got to back up. Let her go through her emotional paces.
Yep.
And you're going to hear from her.
Yeah, and yeah, if just occasionally, if the timing's right, say, hey, throw a hey out there. And
just leave it at that.
And if it's meant
yeah.
to be, absence will make that heart grow fonder.
It really will.
It
I
really
know
will.
That's a corny old saying.
It is, but it, you know what? Those stupid
yeah.
old sayings come from, they're out there for a reason.
And what you
yeah, and
do,
I, you know, we did talk about actual marriage and that too as well. And I know she said that it's you know like a few years off. I think that she's a little nervous. But my whole thing is, I don't want to wait a few years to get married to her. So I don't know if she's going to change that mindset either because she's almost 55 years old. I mean. Come on now. I don't know what we're doing here because you want to wait a couple more years. You're going to be 60. I mean, what are we doing?
Well, guess what? I'm 65, and I think the 60s are the new 40s.
Well,
so,
yeah, I know. But do you think she's just nervous to get – I mean, what is her issue?
Well, the thing is, okay – I'm going to ask you to please call more often on our shows and we can delve into this. I can actually look into the deck to see how she's feeling about you. And there is an evolution to emotion that right now I think she's probably at the furthest point away from you emotionally. But she is going to start, it's like a clock. She's, okay, let's say you're up at 12. She's at 6, but she's going to start moving up toward 9 and 10 and 11. I swear, just let her calm herself down. She is really, and for you to mention about the car, it was a thought I had too. I was worried how is she possibly emotionally unstable right now? And the gifts could be irritating.
That's the thing. You don't know
yeah.
how people react to things. And all it
yeah.
takes is one split microsecond of temporary insanity. You know, they used to throw that out in court a lot.
Yeah.
It never panned out, but
well,
it happens.
Well,
some people just snap
for
1 second.
The thing about it is she does have bipolar, okay?
Oh, wow.
And,
yeah.
And she was in prison before.
Okay.
And there was an issue years ago. Now listen, this happened 30 years ago, but you got to still take this in consideration.
Yeah.
She told me that I don't know what happened, but it was between her and a man. And she ended up stabbing this man, okay? I don't know if it was self-defense. I don't know if he died. I don't know if he just got stabbed in the arm. I don't know, but she did have to go to state prison for over 10 years for stabbing this man.
Well, Tonetta, she's really lucky to have your love in her life. Right now, though, all you can do is give it from afar. And
right.
And also, she's through menopause, is she not? Is she
I'm assuming I'm assuming, because she's like 54, 55 years old. And, you know, the whole thing about this domestic violence that happened to her 30 years ago, I don't have a fear in my body that she would hurt me. But the only thing that I do take in consideration is, you know, her underboiling anger. Like, I'm sure she's capable of getting to the boiling point. And that's why I told you I would never want to approach her in her truck, because again, that might set something off and she reverts back to 30 years ago.
I think counseling, if when the two of you reunite, I really think the two of you should get some counseling together.
Right.
So you can set boundaries and work things out in a healthy way. And hon, I hate to do this to you, but I've got to move on. remember, if you ever feel the need, I can always be, you can arrange private sessions with me on my website.
Yeah, you can go to psychiclovedoctor.com and arrange for a
And I
reading.
Don't charge an arm and a leg, folks. I think that's unconscionable when those who can do it only because they feel like they can reap a financial windfall from an unknowing public.
And also, if you're on Facebook, you can follow, like, whatever the hell they call it, the Psychic Love Doctor Show, and you'll get posts and notifications every time we go live.
Right.
'Cause we do multiple shows every week.
Yeah, so we'll be back on Saturday evening.
So you got many options.
Yeah, please contact us again. All right? And
I'll be in touch.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
Good luck to you, and thank you for calling.
Yeah. All right, bye-bye. Isn't that amazing? After all this time, I remembered about the ring. Usually something will jog my memory.
I got you. All right, we are going to go to our next caller, and nobody fret.
Yeah.
Other than the Monday show, we have control over when these other shows end.
Yeah.
So we're not going to stab anybody. Hey, thank you for calling. We're not going to get your reading. We're not going to do anybody like that. We'll get readings done. We have to extend the show a little bit. We have to do what we got to do. I want to give international shout-outs to Mike from the UK and Foco from South Africa.
Whoa, good to have you.
Foco wanted to call. Stand by. We'll see what happens here. We got another caller on the phones. The messenger, folks, we may open it up. All right. Let's go to, let me see, where are we? Right here. Let me double check to make sure I don't do the wrong thing, because I've done that before. Watch, 1, 2, 3. 618, Illinois, 618. You are the next caller in the Psychic Love Doctor Show. What's going on?
Welcome to the show.
Hi, it's Amy.
Hi, how are you doing?
How goes it?
I'm doing all right.
Okay.
I'm just calling because I'm just seeing if Hallie's going. I've talked to Mike every day, but I haven't seen him. It's like never come.
Oh. You're the nurse, right? You're a nurse.
Yes, I'm at work now, actually.
Okay.
All right. Well, okay. Hopefully we don't disturb you at your work. But
now I'm on break.
Okay. Has he tried to make any plans with you? Or no?
Like, he wanted me to come over this morning to see him and his friend, but I had to be at work today, and I told him I couldn't. But he told me he was going to come and see me, and he never has.
Okay, well, we're going to take a look at this right now. All right. Okay. All right. So give me a chance to lay out.
Yep, I'm sorry I'm being silent. Normally I have to do lots of jibber jabber, as I'm supposed to do as a co-host, but I'm also doing the Facebook Live typing thing. And I can't chew bubbles and walk at the same time. I'm either going to choke the devil from the jump, or I'm going to fall down, you know, one or the other.
She's sure you can.
But don't do that.
I tried it and I failed.
I'm too far away. I can't do the Heimlich.
That's right. You know, what do they say you do? You kind of can throw yourself on the back of a chair, your diaphragm on the back of a chair. Yeah, do what you got to do, you know.
All right, let's see what's cooking.
The clouds are going down.
Oh, well, you are the two that have conflicting work schedules, right?
Yes.
Well, that's what's he feels kind of down about that, but hey, that's life. All right. And because he likes being with you, Amy. He really does.
Good.
You're dealing with somebody,
I'm off at 10 p.m., and
well,
I didn't know if I was going to see him tonight or not.
Well, the problem with him is he's very insecure. I feel he's been hurt before. And even though men can go out and slay dinosaurs, you know, they have a heart that's made out of jello.
Which is kind of funny because
what?
When dinosaurs existed, there was no men.
I'm using it as just...
I know, I was laughing. I had to say that because sometimes you say, well, you know, dragons aren't real. And I'm just joking.
Okay.
I'm
so
joking.
I think you can try to swing with it with him. Yeah, he would have definitely wanted to see you before, you know, and
well, I see him tonight.
I see no reason why you shouldn't.
Hmm. Interesting.
Actually,
I get off at 10 and he gets off at 11.
Now, see, that works perfectly. I think if they both get off within an hour of each other, you know, if you can't maybe go out and, you know, set the world on fire, you could get together.
I thought it was one was at 2 and one was at 11. Did I hear wrong, or was it 11 and 12?
Maybe they're...
No, 10 and 11.
Oh, 10 and 11. See, I can't even hear. There's nothing I can do anymore.
Full and then apart. I'm off till Sunday night, so I got 2 days off coming up, so.
Well, does he like to eat? You could always invite him over for...
They probably hate eating, right? He's a Holocaust-looking guy, right? Hates eating.
Like, I've been having a feeling like we're going to go out and eat somewhere, but I'm not for sure if that's going to happen
or not. Okay. Well, why don't you try to just, I don't know, it would be nice if Veronica was here. She's got, you know, that woman's totally full of ideas.
About what?
Like, how to make this happen without putting him under the pressure of having to be the one to set the date. I think that's hard for him. Think that if you make a motion, if you were to message him and say, hey, Mike, let's go get something to eat. You
I've
know?
Been asked out.
Yeah.
It doesn't, I'm fine with that.
I think we're over those days.
Yeah, I've been asked out, and it's not because I was hesitant or scared. It's because I didn't really know the chick was interested. She goes, hey, let's go. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm going then.
Yeah, I think he would like to see more of that side.
I got no problem with that. It's not like they said, hey, let's get married.
He knows that I'm totally into him. He just doesn't want to believe me. Every time I tell him that I really like him and really, you know, want to see this goes, he tells me, no, you don't. No, you don't.
I don't know that I like that. I don't know that I like that response being a guy.
He's just really...
There's either two things he is.
Yeah.
And the one you say he is, right? What did you say?
I'd say that he's insecure.
Or...
He's scared.
Or
the
scared.
Other one is the totally opposite. He's a player.
Oh, I
but
think...
But I don't have cards. Deb would have saw that.
I don't think he is. I don't think he is.
Saying, as a guy, without any cards, when a guy's acting like that, he's making it harder and harder and harder to get. If the guy's a player, we'll do that.
Yeah, but knowing that she's really into him, he would be all over that if he's a player.
If he's a player, he can prolong that.
Yeah.
Push it out.
He'd get the sugar and hit the road.
Or he'll just make her
exactly.
get it. No.
And
well, anyway,
he will call me. He calls me and talks to me for hours.
Guy.
He cares for you, and it scares him. Because I believe there's something in his past with another woman that hurt him very deeply.
That's why she has
it. And he admitted to me that he still loves her.
Oh,
well that's a whole different ball game.
You know what, though? There's
for a different
lot,
reading.
I've had many, many clients that the man is still holding, carrying a torch, but it's never going to be, and those guys eventually realize that.
Eventually the torch goes out.
Yeah.
You know, but a woman, you know, a guy or a woman doesn't, I don't want to go out with somebody.
And he admitted to me last night, too, that he's scared of losing his dad.
Yeah, well, I hear you. How about you call us again, too, sometime when you can, so that.
I would like it if. We could actually have a one-on-one sometime if you could send me your information because I can't find it.
The easiest thing for you to do instead of sending is go to thepsychiclovedoctor.com. It's a webpage. all the info you need will be there.
Yeah, and you can arrange a 30-minute session with me,
yep,
and it will come through to me, and then we'll figure out what's a good time for you.
Sure, and go if you're a Facebook person, like, follow the Psychic Love Doctor show on Facebook.
She is.
Oh, you already are. Then so
there should be
information there also how to get to the website.
Yeah, I think we can sort this out one-on-one. Yep. I really do.
Yeah, and it's your call.
Yeah.
Your call.
Yeah.
You get the
I'll watch for that from you, Amy.
Okay.
Okay. And,
all right, well, you guys have a wonderful night.
Oh, same to you, hon. Same to you.
Oh,
and
did you think that I was going to see him tonight?
I think I will. I do. I feel like he'd like to get together.
Okay. See, I'm not a card person.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like the color guy that doesn't know squat about. I know squat about the cards, but I don't have the intuition like she does. I'm just saying, knowing guys, cause imagine that. I'm 50-some years old, and I've been knowing guys my whole life. There's two people that would be like that. One, like she says, and another one likes to play with women, like playing with a fish. You don't just reel it in right away.
I'm just not picking up.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
that was Derek. There are guys that will do that. There are guys that will do that. Well, that chick's into me.
Yeah, that was
just,
Derek.
I'm just going to play with her for a while.
Well, it's nice to have your input.
Yeah.
Since you have a penis like the rest of those.
I'm just saying.
Male gender.
I was not. My opinion was like, without the card, there's two type of people that would do that. And she
all
said
right.
He's not. So there
I
you go.
Believe he is not.
No,
I believe
he hurt my feelings one day, and he like apologized for hours about it.
Okay, well, then there you go.
I think he's basically chicken shit.
But in
about
the
yeah, me too.
And getting hurt.
Yeah.
So Amy, yeah, you let me know you want a session and I'm gonna set it up for you.
Amy.
Okay.
Okay. I can do it tomorrow night.
Wonderful. I have to go to a family function.
Yeah, tomorrow night we're
okay.
Actually not doing our normal Friday show even. That's
okay,
one reason
so,
we did the Thursday one.
But
time.
I would be available on the weekend.
On the weekend and it's
me
it's
too.
Hit and miss. We are doing a Saturday night show, so we wouldn't be able to.
During the day, she's off.
Yeah. Oh yeah, during the daytime, it's relative. You know, you just gotta work it out with Deb. She'll work it out with you.
Right.
All right.
And
sounds great.
Well,
you guys have a blessed evening.
Yes, you too, hon.
And thank you very much for calling.
Bless you so much.
Bye.
See, she's everything he's ever wanted, but it's scary when that's right in your face. You know. So,
all right, let's see.
What do we got?
I'm letting them go right now because it's better for me to say. We'll see who's here.
Oh, so you're down to one.
We are. We'll see. Mike's here. Mike, we've been talking. I was following the Capital One hearings and stuff, and I let him know. Here's the deal. I gave him the background. Well, you know, we live in this country. We've seen so many hearings on TV. They're so boring and nothing actually ever happens from them. Nothing.
Mm-mm.
And we've seen them do things that are so important, like, oh, my God, steroids in baseball. Why'd you have a hearing about steroids in baseball? Worry about all the stuff that's wrong with our economy. Nope. Let's have all these athletes in there and ask them, do you use steroids? What are you going to do? It's sports. It's baseball. Who gives a goddamn?
Do we even still have that government channel?
No, they put them on the.
Oh.
They don't. I know what you're talking about. It was the one that you.
Yeah.
I think we still might. It was called C-SPAN.
Yeah.
It was. All right. We're going to give you folks another minute or two. And we're not. I extended the show, but it's actually not even late yet.
It's strange.
Oh, yeah. It has to. And you know what? It's funny because it's vice versa.
Yeah.
We've seen some of the parliament debates, and they're like heated. They're like, wow, they're very intense with that parliament debates. And you know what? Let's face it. We're not dumbasses. Our country came from your country, so we modeled our stuff 99% after you folks.
That they've got. Yeah.
99%. But you folks, I mean, they don't get as heated. You guys are like, wow. It looks like a pub fight. You know, they're at the fight in the tavern. They're going to start throwing pint at each other.
You're right. And, you know, a lot of our what do you call them, the legislative...
The congressmen.
Yeah. A lot of them fall asleep.
Oh, yeah. We have old-timers that fall asleep. Then they have that filibuster thing. Like, I'm going to go up on the floor. And they start reading about the delay a vote. It's like, really?
That guy with the recipes.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? And nobody's ever eliminated that. It's like, oh. But anyway... Yeah, that's why we elect and pay these people, because they do so much for us. All right, you know what?
Yeah, we're going to have to call it a night.
I think we're going to wrap it up.
Yep. I know you'll all miss us tomorrow on Friday.
Yeah, on Friday. We've got stuff going on,
but
we shall return on Saturday.
And we'll make it great.
Well, we're telling you folks, so you should
be there. We'll do our best for you.
We shall do what we can do.
So take care, everybody. We're going to go out with a little Dire Straits here.
For the blog talk first.
Yes.
We don't end both shows at once because we can't. There's not enough humans here.
So
All right. Now the time has come. Good night. Good night.
Good night, Mike.
Yes.
Catch you next time.
Yes. He's obviously not afraid of staying up at night.
And sometimes I wonder, you know, what those folks really think about us or on that side of the pond. Look at Amima, our Japanese daughter, you know.